wanna leave, I'm with it.
Welcome to Daywave Radio. What's today? Wednesday show. Thank you for being here with us. We do appreciate it. Hi, everybody. How you doing, JJ?
I'm fantastic. It's Midget Wednesday. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, ready to rock?
I'm ready to kill.
All right, well, let's see if the internet goes down again today in the middle. Mind you, not during ROTC, not any time of the day. It's just in the morning. So if it happens, it'll come back. That seems to be what it is. I even reset my router before the show today just to be safe.
I did, too.
All right. So, you know, I'm trying, folks. I'm trying. Hey, Miami Milf's in the chat. She's old, so she's been up since 4 a.m. But to be fair, she goes to bed at 6.
I think it's the globalist. Taking down our internet. Makes the frogs gay.
Making all the goddamn frogs gay. We got some stuff. Well, we got some stuff for you today. Remember, guys, if you want to donate, streamelements.com/daywaveradio/tip. If we get up to $100, we do some Daywave combat today. I'm feeling gaming today. I'm feeling gamers today. I feel like if we do combat today, we'll do a little gamers, okay? Maybe we'll get our second win.
Every dono pisses off a crying whore.
That is correct. You want to get into that first?
You can try and do other things, but there's only one thing on my mind right now.
You and me both. Let's talk about our friend here, Adrastia, okay?
The ugliest cunt in L.A. All right. We're being mean today, by the way, fucko.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember I gave you money.
I've been sitting here nice, quietly, leaving everyone the fuck alone, just watching the chaos. But no, fucking whore got to call somebody out. All right, bitch.
$10 I gave you recently. And I know Aberdeen Pumpernickel gave you $10 and paid for your phone bill.
Yeah, I'm not giving you shit because fuck beggars. And everyone, donate here, because if you donate here, it's going to make her mad. So everybody.
I will say she got really mad that we get donations. I mean, she got really, really fucking pissed, dude.
And then, hey, douche fuck, dlive.tv/JJ Stoner. Why don't you come by afterwards and see how many people give me money then? Eh? Eh?
So let's.
You know what dlive is, you stupid cunt?
Should we do this one first? I'm a human being. The order doesn't really matter, in my opinion.
No, but the whole day of just Adrastia being Adrastia is what it was.
She looks like a claymation character.
She looks like a fucking alien. You're not human. How about that?
So let's check this out.
You fucking ugly alien looking cunt.
Now remember, she talked about us. We're responding. That's how this works.
Oh. Yeah, just commentary.
No,
bitch.
I did not freak out because I need weed.
Yeah, you missed. There's
okay.
Like,
well, that's what I'm asking.
It's okay.
Because what order should we do? I'm not a human being. Just please stop abusing me. Money is required to survive. Abuser. Well, this one's the last one. Which one?
I am looking it up now because again, she deletes her shit.
I'm not gonna play all of them because some of them are just like short videos of her bitching. Which one should be the first one?
Well, okay, the Hulu No one she did during our show yesterday.
Yeah, but we played that one during the show.
Money is required to survive, where she bitches, just please stop bitching abusing me, is probably where you need to start.
Okay, so not okay, so we'll do money is required second. We'll do just please stop abusing me first.
Well,
fair enough.
And in the order, money is required first.
Okay, so money is required first. Let's do that one first. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Money is a necessity of life. I ask for money when I need help.
Have you tried, and hear me out on this one, have you tried getting a job?
Dude, she likes picking up cans. Get in sanitation, you dumb bitch.
And that's what I want to say here. That's what I want to say here to her. Yes, we know money is required, okay? All right? But please do not compare what JJ and I do, which is put on an entertaining show, and people pay us for putting on a show, that's what we're doing, to what you do, okay? You're not entertaining, well, you're entertaining me, but ironically, this is my job. You know, I do this for a living. I have a company. I pay taxes. You go online and you say money is required to live, then get a job. Because, Adrasti, here's the question I have for you. And really, because I know you're listening to this, all right?
Bitch.
Yeah, I know you're listening to this, stupid. The question I have for you here. Why aren't you working? You seem able-bodied enough. I know people that have. Let me tell you something. And this, she'll never answer this, and I've asked this before. We cover people on this show, all right? Like, I always bring up Thomas Murphy. Thomas Murphy's a great example of someone who is on the fucking spectrum, okay? Who has not been dealt a good hand in his life at all, ever. And he goes to work every single day. Is he perfect? No, no one's perfect. But he tries to better himself. He puts on his little uniform and he goes and he does his job every day. He works. If somebody who is on the spectrum, who has worse problems than you could ever have in your entire life, could go and get a job, why don't you? Because, and don't tell me, and because this always happens with people like this, they go like, well, I do have a job. I recycle cans. Recycling cans isn't a job. That's being a hobo, okay?
I have two examples of people that I don't want working, okay?
Sure.
Dustin TB, because he has club feet and he's a literal crack baby, but he's still a happy boy at his house and makes content.
Yes.
Okay? And the second one that I don't want working, and I don't mind sitting at home on her ass, and believe it or not, Shani, for Christ, the bitch can't walk more than 20 feet. I've seen this cunt walk miles, okay? You're an able-bodied person. Go to work, cunt.
You're an able-bodied, and yeah, Dustin TV doesn't work. Let me tell you something. Dustin TV's mom smoked crack when she was pregnant with him, and that messed him up. And sure, maybe he doesn't work, but you know what else he doesn't do? Fucking complain. As a matter of fact, I've given Dustin money. Dustin's never asked for money.
Dustin doesn't want money. He wants skirts.
Yeah. So again, explain it. Yeah, money is required to survive, right? Then fucking get a job, Adrastia. You seem like you're capable of working somewhere. And you know what the cool thing is now in this country? A bunch of places are looking to hire people. You don't even have to be a high school graduate.
And they love hiring fucking partially disabled retards. Look everywhere that you go to work. There's partially disabled retards at every job.
Yeah, money is required to survive. But you're asking for money for weed, and then when I give you money for food, you put the egg in your hair.
That's what you do with our money. Our blood money goes into your head.
That's a good point. She could get a bike and deliver weed. Like, seriously, there's so many things you could do.
Do you know what the word hustle is? I deliver weed every other goddamn day, man. It's not hard.
When Drossi, answer this question for me, because you're gonna make 50 videos after this, I'm sure.
Oh, I fucking can't wait. Say my name, bitch.
I have a question for you. When's the last time you've had a real job? And what I mean is a job that you had to fill out an application for.
I think Kathy said that she was rolling silverware at a restaurant.
Okay. And how long ago was that? I'm wondering.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. She'd have to say that. But I'm that's the only job I've ever heard her having, besides being a mooch off her family and everyone else around her.
Is a necessity of life. I ask for money when I need help, when I need food, when I need tampons, when I need supplies.
Then get a job.
I need mental peace.
Then get a job.
Five seconds. That doesn't mean that I'm trying to take advantage of people. That doesn't mean...
No, you are. You are taking advantage of people. You absolutely are. The emotional blackmail. We've already told you that. You've literally said that you were going to kill yourself, and then you asked for PayPal donations. That's taking advantage of people. All right?
It's called being an emotional terrorist.
That's right. You're an emotional terrorist. JJ's 100% correct. That is what you are. So you are taking advantage of people. You are. Remember when she said she reactivated the account by mistake? Now she's making videos again every day?
Mm-hmm. Mean that all I want is money. That doesn't mean that I'm just trying to be a millionaire and just trying to take money. I do not want to be rich.
Don't worry, you never
will be. I do not want the money from my family. I want to live. That's it. I am not trying to be a millionaire.
Yeah, but you're not trying to be anything. And that's the problem. What you are, Adrastia, is a burden to society.
Man, Kathy said 2008 was the last time she had a job.
You are a burden to society.
In every form.
You're a burden. That's all you are.
Stupid cunt.
No one's saying that you... No, I'm not trying to be a millionaire either.
I am. Fuck it. Fuck you. I'll take the money and sell out in a heartbeat. Fuck that.
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't like it, but I'm not saying I'm not trying to.
Give me the... If I got fuck you money, oh, you're going to see a different JJ. Let's put it that way.
I am not trying to take hundreds or thousands of dollars from people. I am trying to exist.
Then why don't you go exist in an employment line?
Yeah. How about you exist for money? Like, get paid to stand there and exist.
You know how many people lost their jobs during the fucking COVID thing would die to fucking have a job? You're not existing, all right? You're not even existing.
No.
All right? What you're doing is you're a succubus. You know? You're one of those fish that lives underneath a shark. You know what you are, Adrastia? You're a fucking barnacle. You're a barnacle.
She's about as pretty as a barnacle.
Yeah, well, you survive by latching on to something bigger. You're an invasive species. That's what you are. Cool. You're an invasive fucking species. I left you alone for 3 weeks, and you wouldn't fucking stop. So, again, any sympathy I may have had is gone. Because JJ could attest to this off air. We're like, let's not talk about it anymore. Who gives a shit? Fuck this bitch. 3 weeks we didn't talk about you. 3 weeks, then you kept saying that I was trying to kill you, which of course I wasn't. And by the way, you've apologized to me. Are you taking your apology back? Because if that's the case, and you're going to see, I want my money back. Give me my $10 back right now. Give APS money back. Make your phone get disconnected. Give all the money back. Because you can't take the money and then at the same time bitch about it.
Here's what I think about your apology. How about that? Bitch, fuck you and all your apologies. I don't want it. I'd rather do this, you stupid cunt.
$10 a day, $20 maybe. That's
$20.
That you spend on weed. Really? And look, weed's great. I get it. I fucking get it. But that shouldn't be your fucking priority.
I'm not asking for millions. These people, they make videos 5 days a week. They make hundreds of dollars every single video.
Because people prefer giving us money to make entertaining videos than listen to you, bitch.
It's called production. If you look around, you see all these nice fucking logos and branding and making it so that people enjoy the experience when they show up. They don't get irrationally angry every time they see your face. Yeah, some people pay for that. It's amazing, isn't it?
And then they tell me that because I need $5 once in a while for food, that nothing in my...
Make a video. I'm going to tell you something, Adrastia. Make a video of you going to a place, filling out an application, and I want to see you turn the application in.
I just burnt $5 in weed, bitch. How about that?
Stupid. My life matters. It's all about money. I'm a human being that requires slight amounts of money.
Then get a job.
to exist.
Then get a job.
Because you're that's the way.
Then get a job.
You fucking alien looking bitch. You're not human.
Society has been set up. You cannot exist without money. That does not mean that I won't. Can.
Hippies do it every day.
Money, or that I do everything just for money. It means that in order for me to survive, sometimes.
You know what happened, Adrastia? Before JJ initially came along, and then the rest of the fucking Regeneration X came by, until we showed up, you were getting away with this. Mm-hmm. You were getting away with making these videos and having these fucking simps, which I don't know why you'd simp for her, but whatever, give you money. And then what happened is somebody came and they called you out on it. And they said, what's going on? What is this about?
Why is your face that dumb?
Yeah, this is a grift. What are you doing? What are you doing? This is all bullshit. This is all crap. You
That's
got called out.
That's the best stuff we've had all week, though, by the way.
I'm sorry?
I'm staring at the... I don't mean to interrupt you, but that is a fantastic stop. Like...
You, sorry. Well, yeah, she's dead. That's her mouth open again, like a pilot fish. you, that's what you are. You're an invasive species, and you got called out on it. And this little screaming and crying thing isn't working anymore.
I've had kids. Not. When my kid screams and cries like that, you know what I do? I fucking laugh in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they deserve. Laughter.
Times I need money. It's a requirement.
Then get a job.
It is a necessity.
Then get a job.
Sergio Guerrero, sorry. Looks like the baby thing and Resident Evil 8. That couldn't have been more specifically, you know.
Is this the video where she talks about us?
I think so.
I don't remember which one it was.
Yeah.
Because they all blend together.
They all fucking run together. Stupid bitch does like 20 videos of this every day. So
it's like a Voltron of stupidity.
Yeah.
It is not a choice. I am not choosing to need money. I am not choosing to be hungry. I am not choosing for my...
You are choosing not to get a job. You are choosing to move to California because she wants everyone to... Look, she's not stupid, okay? And I mean this. And this makes her worse, right?
Yes.
She's not stupid.
No, she is stupid. She's a stupid cunt.
Okay.
She's stupid.
Yeah, Bob Patterson says this is the one. Thank you. It's let me explain something to you. No, she's not. That's what makes her worse. She moved from Florida to California, and it wasn't just a random coincidence. It's because she knows California has more Gibbs than Florida does.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason. And she knew that if she went over there, she could play the system. You're a con artist. Your tears mean nothing to me.
You're a grifter. Crocodile tear having cunt.
Basic necessities to cost money.
Get a job.
That I am not worth.
Fuck that. She has an apartment. She has free food. And she says that she doesn't, but she cut her own shit up. So that's not our fault. She has free fucking money. Do you know... All right, if you do this, Google free food in L.A. County. Do you know how many different organizations in that area give away free food?
Yeah, JJ, but that food has gluten.
Oh, yeah, and that food involves standing in a line with people that hate you. Get a job. You don't have to stand there, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, and Just Bush is right. Like, the cost of living there is crazy. And she has a free apartment. Like you said, free food. You are getting... stuff that other people, you know what, you're taking away from people that really need it. You're taking away from people that are actually handicapped. You're taking away from people that have actual disabilities and aren't able to work. And again, we've covered a lot of people on this show, and Jade's covered a lot of people on his show. We've covered people that have it way worse than you.
Oh yeah,
that are trying.
Dude, Ashley Hatcher has been losing her mind for the last week and a half. I haven't had time to cover her because of this stupid cut.
I'm a piece of shit.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yes.
I'm not choosing this. This is my life.
Good.
You are choosing not to get a job.
That's you deserve
your
it.
Choice.
You fucking.
And I am tired of being mocked for needing help because I have been.
Your whole life. People don't mind. Look, I've helped people. You've helped people. People don't mind helping you if they see that you're trying and, man, life dealt you a bad hand.
Do you know how many friends I've let stay on my couch?
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, and it's not even a story that just you do. Mm-hmm. Like, I've let probably 4 or 5 people stay with me for months on end, not charging them shit, just trying to help them. You know where they're at now? They're out of my fucking house because they got up and did something about it.
And I am tired.
Kathy in the chat says she planned on this life for years.
Oh, I imagine so. You can see it in her face in every old picture.
Tired of just being
defeated, ugly cunt.
Life. And I am tired of being mocked for needing help because I have been desperately pleading for help for so long.
We are mocking you for being an ugly, alien-looking, stupid cunt. Not for your disabilities or anything like that. Also, your nasty fucking attitude and innate ability to fuck with other people's channels and flag people. Right? That's fun.
And just being mocked by the people that have the help. They make hundreds.
I have no help. Nobody's helping me. All right? I wake up every morning, and JJ does too. And look at Adonis Paul puts together fucking great shows. We wake up every morning. We do prep. We talk off air a lot, thinking, hey, what are we going to do tomorrow? Hey, this would be funny. What if we do this?
Hey, that's a lie. We don't talk off air. I mean, we do, but we don't talk about this shit.
Well, we do talk off air, but you're right. Not about this. Yeah, we talk about this. We talk about wrestling.
Wrestling and Call of Duty.
Yeah, and we play games. But my point is this. That's neither here nor there. My point is this. We try to put together a good show. You know, I try to have people make good overlays. I try to think, hey, this is what I'm going to do for 2 hours today. Hey, what do people like? What do people not like? I really, you know, I try to interact with fans. I try to do it. We're not begging for money. I've done plenty of shows where I've made $5 and I've been some of the best shows of my life and I've been happy about it.
Because you know how much I made yesterday? Zero.
Zero. See, look at that. You're leaving out here to be an orphan.
Do you know how hard it is to find midget videos every fucking week and fresh new, like, I don't repeat content every once in a while.
I do.
How fucking long that takes. Yeah, but yours is a repeated bit. Mine's, yeah, you know.
It's true. All right. She's about to talk about us here.
Oh, boy.
This is a part.
Just being mocked for needing help because I have been desperately pleading for help for so long and just being mocked by the people that have the help. They make hundreds of dollars a day making me want to kill myself.
So us making money makes you want to kill yourself? Is that what she's saying? Is that what she's saying?
StreamElements.com/what is it, Royce?
StreamElements.com/daywaveradio/tip.
Yeah, okay. Get them crocodiles right. Crocodile tears ready, bitch.
It's all about money to them. And they're saying it's all about money to me when I make no money.
Bullshit.
I don't even get my food stamps anymore.
You did that. You did that, bitch. Hey, I farted earlier. Should I blame it on you? Like, my back didn't crack. Should I be mad about it? I like to have my back crack while I fart. Blame it's your fault.
Blame it on the dog.
I make nothing. I live off of nothing. I have nothing. And I.
Well, maybe this will help you. You think maybe this will help her?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Hi. Jack Wright super chatted $5. Bloody Adrastia, bloody Adrastia, bloody Adrastia. Ha ha ha. Everyone is now cursed to only grow bloody plants for the rest of time. Be smiley 3 super chatted $10. Take my money on the back of a self victimizing hobo. 07.
I want nothing except to be able to survive. I am sorry that this world requires money.
No, you should be sorry for not trying. You should be sorry for manipulating your family. You should be sorry for, you know, the stuff that Kathy said you've done to your family.
It is not
me requiring money. It is not me wanting money. It is not me wanting all of your money and
Hey, you want weed.
Wanting money and wanting money. It's not me. I want food. I want tampons and I want weed. I don't want money. I don't want to just take from people.
Well, you absolutely accept it.
I just want to live. I just want to eat and feel better for 5 minutes of my life.
Have you tried selling your microwave?
Have you tried sucking dick?
And I'm tired of having it painted as me being this selfish, greedy whore that just wants money and just lives. Everything is about money. It's not.
It is.
Okay.
Every video, you dumb bitch.
You literally turned your YouTube back on accidentally to ask for PayPal.
But every money is...
Every day, you fucking ugly bitch.
Here to live. Anybody should understand that money is a requirement to live.
Yeah, and people understand that sometimes you need to work for that money.
Thus, you're sitting in an apartment and you get free shit every fucking day.
Down a human being who gets...
She's really mad that we make money, JJ. It's really... God. Like, she's fucking really pissed.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to push her over the edge, streamelements.com/daywave.
She's real. I hope this doesn't make her mad.
I hope eyes are dumb.
King Me super chatted $5. I'm also on the spectrum, and yet I found a job. Get a job, hobo. Jogging while pooping lives tipped $3.33. The news is out. AP is really a wearing lipstick. Life isn't worth living now.
If you missed that last night, AP, she got AP so pissed off that he face revealed, sir.
Did he
I got to see AP's face last night. And he also exposed the damn business and showed how he does his shit.
He really faced... God damn it, I missed it!
He showed his face.
I got to check it out.
Yeah. And that money is a requirement to live. Putting down a human being who gets less than $200 a month for that...
From the government. For doing nothing.
Huh? Nothing. Just being a dumb bitch.
$200 is absolute garbage. Because every human being on Earth has to have money in order to survive, in order to buy the things that they need to continue to thrive.
Funk Farmer's right. This shows how much of a saint Thomas is. Thomas doesn't complain, man.
I am a human...
Go ahead.
I feel like burning $10. I'll be right back. Hold on.
You gonna go burn $10 real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Being that deserves to thrive. And money is required for that. That does not mean that I am doing anything just for money. It means that money is required as a part of life. I don't want it. I don't want to live in a world where money is important. If everything was free, I would be perfectly happy.
Yeah, if everything was free and fucking I farted soft serve and fucking everything I touched turned to gold, we'd all be happy. But see, you have to work sometimes.
Isn't it great? Oh, yeah, I love her.
And never have to beg anybody for help ever again.
Well, that'll be the day.
But that's
free weed and tampons! Free weed and tampons!
There is a third option. Get a job.
Yeah. Dude, 20 hours a week will fucking get you everything you're asking for. Less than that.
Now, instead of N-word towers, there's job towers in the chat. I love it. There is job towers in the chat.
Not the world we live in. The world we live in is a world where people mock and put down the homeless for having nothing.
And emotionally manipulate their grandparents to give them money.
Yeah, and then bury potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck pedophiles.
And shame them and tell them that if they need something, then all they want is money. because it's not like they're huge.
Now there's money and job towers. This is amazing. These are the towers I like.
Human beings that can actually have needs like other human beings. They don't see the homeless that way. You don't see the mentally ill that way.
Bullshit! You could suck a cock. I have helped many homeless people, and I have helped many mentally ill people. Just not you.
You don't see me as a human being, and I am desperate to be seen as a human being.
Then do what human beings do and get a job.
Please.
No.
Nothing.
Hey, AP was cracking me up last night because every time she would do something, he'd just out of nowhere, no.
He just keeps saying, oh, she's a princess, she's spoiled, she's entitled, she has everything and wants everything. They're making thousands off of me telling other people to let.
I don't think that we're making money off of you.
No.
Jeff so mad Vader tipped $3.33. If a Dre's D doesn't just want money, maybe she should explain why she still want me to pay her $200, lol.
Because she's a liar.
Money hungry bitch.
Let me die. Let me starve in the street, mocking every fucking need that I have as not being real. I am real. I am a human being. This is not an act that I am putting on for a show. This is my life.
It's, well, then your life. Get a life and get a job.
Yeah, this is what we do for a life and for a show, so.
Real breakdown. This is my life. This is real. This is real. This is really affecting me. I am really suffering. I am really struggling. Please, God, somebody believe me.
Why do you need people to believe you?
God is dead and we're all alone. How about that? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Joy Pesci.
Mm-hmm. Why would you need people to believe you?
I don't, dude, do you know how many people come in here daily and tell me to fuck off and just leave?
Why do you need that?
I am not a bad person trying to take from people. I am a broken human being trying to exist.
Most broken people don't keep mentioning that they're broken.
I don't know. They're too retarded and stupid to fucking do anything about it.
What are you, a Natalie and Bugloria song?
This. And being shamed for trying to exist on a daily basis by people who also do nothing but earn money from other people. They do nothing but sit on their asses and make fun of people, and people give them money.
You know what? That sounds a little unfair. Wouldn't want that to happen. This is
jogging while Thank pooping guys, lives tipped $3. I think I hurt App's feelings with the lipstick joke. I couldn't help it. His face program made him look like an NPC.
This is amazing, by the way. I gotta tell you, thank you guys. You're donating perfectly for this bit to work. Thank you.
It's beautiful.
It's great.
Faces by people who also do nothing but earn money from other people. They do nothing but sit on their asses and make fun of people, and people give them money just so they can tell the people they're making fun of that they don't deserve.
Hey, can you hold on a second? Because sure. I need to do something. All right, we need to do something right now. All right. This goes out to all of you fat, sitting there doing nothing, lazy ass sons of bitches that give us fat, sitting around doing nothing, lazy ass bitches money. All right, hold on.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Take that, cunt.
Money that they deserve to starve to death while these motherfuckers sit on their asses and laugh at them and other people send them thousands of dollars.
I don't think that's true. I don't think people are just sending me money.
No.
Parlock 480 super shatted $5. Why doesn't she get a job at Walmart or someplace? There is an employee shortage, the last I heard.
Everywhere.
Do it.
Oh.
That's not a job.
It is
it's
a job.
It's not a job.
It is a job. I paid. I had to pay a lot of taxes. As a matter of fact, I had to pay taxes. I have a company. I have an LLC. What are you? It's an actual job. Yes, it is.
It's taken me 3 years to get there, but I'm actually at the point now where I actually have to do something about that now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that you can take the time to build up a show that somebody gives a fuck that you would actually need to do that. It's almost like, you know, Howard Stern, Opie and Anthony, Mancow. Let's keep going down the list of all the other fucking people in the world that have taken their opinions and made money off of it. It's amazing, isn't it?
God bless you. While these motherfuckers sit on their asses and laugh at them, and other people send them thousands of dollars to do it. That's not a job.
That's funny, because nigga getting paid.
Hobo chili recipe super shattered $4.99. Stop with the tears and get a job. Give my people a bad name. Dirty looking X-File with a plastic heart of the ocean necklace. Get.
plastic heart of the ocean necklace.
It's not a job to be on YouTube and make fun of people.
That's weird because this is differently.
There's one every time
super
we need
chatted $5. Yes. Thank you for providing an entertainment service while sitting on your SS. Your services allow me to get through my day. True heroes.
Aw, man, you're welcome.
Oh, don't play the song, boys. We'll play it later.
Yeah.
Real job! You're gonna keep telling me to get a real job.
I'm just telling us to get a job!
I can.
Have you tried filling out job applications?
She's telling us to get a job, Royce.
Have you tried filling out job applications?
Self-employed company owners, we should get a job. Bitch, we employ people. Fuck off.
It was about me. It was about my healing. It was gaming. It was not just attacking other people for thousands of dollars.
No. It was getting bit by dogs and fucking having homeless people fucking yell and argue. It was you arguing with fucking police about fucking reading a book in a park with your tent up. It was you walking down the street fucking getting in fights with every other fucking person around you. It was you getting in fights on buses. Everywhere I see you, all you're doing is arguing with people. You stupid cunt.
$5 a day.
Hold on, here we go.
Trying to do what I can. My YouTube was about me. It was about my healing. It was gaming. It was not just attacking other people for thousands of dollars a day.
Let me ask you something. I'm watching Game of Thrones. Do you think a Walk of Atonement would help this bitch?
I don't know. Shame. But you know what might help her?
What's that? Oh man, more money, holy shit!
Before him fought as super shattered $5, this one's for my lazy homies.
Well, thank you so much.
One lazy to another lazy, shout out lazy crew.
Because I don't want to make money off of attacking people.
Do I? And hold on, do I?
Jack Wright super shattered $5. Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy caught in a landslide? No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and seem just a poor boy.
Every day. These people are not human. They make their money destroying people weaker than them.
I don't think that's true. You can't prove that.
Jogging while pooping lives tipped $3. I'll join the bit. Get a job, Mary. And JJ, fuck you, get a job.
I do have a job. It's annoying you.
And it's not okay. It's not okay.
It is okay.
And I will not stop speaking out about it. And I will not stop saying it. And if I wind up dying, these videos will still be up for people to see and hear forever, because it is not okay, and people will listen one day. People will hear me. People will see me and understand that this is...
Mama, can you hear me?
This is real. This is not a joke. It's not a game. I am really going.
Hey, can you do me a favor, JJ?
Sure.
Can you get off the tracks? Money train's coming through.
Oh shit.
Kerry C super chatted $4.99. Here's money in hopes you'll make Hairy Mary go away. Me no like. DJ Weezer super chatted $4.99.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Going through all of this, and these people are really becoming millionaires.
I am not making any money off of this.
No!
Daryl tipped $4.20. Why are there people with switchblades making me donate in your name, Adres D? Make the bullying stop, Adres D.
Mocking me.
Royce, you're a liar. We're not making any money.
No.
Well, I'm...
Jake Sem super chatted $4.99.
Hey, is she keeping track?
Keeping track of what?
Like how much we're not making? Like,
I wonder if she's keeping track.
Karaoke a super chatted $5. Thank you for the Adres D entertainment.
You're welcome.
That ass is while I.
Whoa, hold on. Here it is. Here's the thing we've been waiting for. Hold on. Let me back up.
Here we go.
People are really becoming millionaires, mocking me for it. Sitting on their fat asses while I starve to death and telling their viewers that I deserve to starve, that I don't deserve $5 to get food.
You fat shaming cunt.
We're eating today, though.
Oh, I can eat big shame.
Yin Yang Twins tipped $3. Every now and then you get mad. Sometimes I make you sad. Make you wanna say kiss my ass. I'm tired of listening to your nagging. Blah, 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 blah. She talking to me like I'm dumb. I should have known. I should have left that bitch alone.
JJ with the belly reveal.
That I don't deserve any kind of pity or any kind of sympathy. I only deserve mockery.
We people give sympathy when you're not at, when you're not begging for it.
And hatred. And judgment. All I've ever had was mockery and hatred and judgment.
I mean, as Raylan Givens says, if you see an asshole, you once saw an asshole. But if you go out and keep seeing assholes, well then guess what? You're the asshole.
Stupid cunt.
When do I get understood? When do I...
Hold on, after this. Give me a second.
Zen Rhino tipped $5.
Just a second.
Thank you, Royce and JJ, for working so hard and bringing joy to hundreds of people every weekday.
Sorry, Adresa, you were saying I had to interrupt you with my donation.
Go ahead.
When is it my turn to be loved on this?
You're next in line. Give me a second.
Be Smiley 3 super chatted $5. Trabajo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Earth. For 36.
Ma'am, stand behind the line. I'm still helping this customer. Thank you.
6 years I have felt unloved and unwanted and ashamed.
Ma'am, I get it. You're going to have to hold on a second.
Adrian Copperblood tipped $5. She can sell her dumbass shit jewelry on Etsy. People will pay $20 a pop for that garbage.
Look, we're giving you advice.
Mm. Of my own existence. And nobody deserves to feel ashamed
free?
Of their...
Mm. Oh, I know. I know what's not free.
Yeah.
David DeDominici super shatted $5. Misbehaving.
Thanks, bud.
Hey, that's a good call. We should do a misbehaving break.
We will.
You know what I mean?
We will. Should we do that now?
Yeah, I think we need it.
I think just because it helps us from our
Yeah, we need a break.
All right, like, you're right.
We gotta, you got to break this up.
Here we go. Oh, I know. Mama told me not to. I did anyway. Misbehaving. Daddy said don't, but I said I'm gonna misbehaving. Eyes on a windowsill, swimming in the creek. Catching crawdads and playing with stick. I wore lipstick. And I got cold shaving. Just two little country kids outside misbehaving. Teacher said don't.
Giving him a haircut.
Nice. Oh, it's sorry, what were you saying? We were having fun in our fat asses.
Your own life. Nobody. Nobody deserves to feel ashamed for needing food.
You're right, but can you give me a quick sec?
One Manami 2 tipped $3.33.
Nice.
I've got a better idea. Why don't I call someone whose job it is to fix it? You know why? Because when I need a job done, I get someone with a job to do the job.
Well, thank you.
There you go.
Nobody deserves to feel ashamed for needing money for food, for supplies, for medication. Nobody deserves to be made to feel like less of a human being just because they can't work or because they're sick.
You can work.
You can.
Nobody deserves this. Not even me.
Yeah, you do.
Deserve not all. Even me. As worthless and disgusting as I am, I do not deserve.
Hey, are we worthless?
No.
Goofy Boots tipped $50.
Whoa!
I just got an overwhelming need to donate. It's compelling.
$50? Hold on a second. That's like, do you know how much weed that could buy you?
That's a lot of weed, Royce.
That's a lot of weed. And you know what's funny
about
this?
You're not even
going to
smoke because you don't smoke.
No, you know what's funny? First off, I did send JJ money this week, but I'm going to send you some more money today, JJ, so you can do whatever you want. Yeah, whatever you want with the money.
Oh, shit, I'm getting a cut of this,
You're getting a cut. I'm getting, JJ gets a cut, shit. Baby. JJ
My
gets a little
are hard.
JJ gets a little taste. JJ gets a taste today. Not only does JJ get a taste, JJ's going to get the money, all right? But you know what? I'm going to do my money because you need your money for food, and you need your money for weed and for your medication. I might just spend it on puppets. I don't even know. I don't know what worthless thing I'm going to spend my money on. It might just be puppets.
No, don't do that. I'll murder them and send them back to you. By the way, I have a thumb that's coming back.
No.
I do. I have his thumb. I'm just waiting to ship it back to you.
God damn it.
Yeah, I'm going to send it back in pieces.
Sorry.
Not deserved this for the past 4 months. That it has happened.
Fuck you.
Somebody see me.
Please. See, I can make the noise without fucking crying.
I just need one human being to see me as a human being.
You're not. You're an ugly alien from fucking.
Who I have not been lying. The abuse in my family that has been happening my whole life is real.
You know what I love? I love how she has this ability to just do this, and she just you.
Well, she's got this condition with her elbow where she can't turn it to herself.
She it's doesn't have she, it's anti she, it's anti RVD.
Right,
disease.
She's got the reverse RVD disease.
The fact that I have nothing now, and I
hold on. I'm sorry, God, Adrasi. I'm trying to listen, but I can't hear you over this donation. I just can't hear you over it.
Lock on Stratos super chatted $5. Hey Adrasdi, your rent is what? $40 bucks a month. Our rent here in Inglewood is $2,050 a month. $2,050 to live in the ghetto.
Whoa.
Shut up.
Yes, shut up. Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm bitching on paying what I pay a month. Holy fuck.
Inglewood's always up to no good, man.
Bitch for importers super chatted $5. Maybe if you knew people who had a job, you could get this.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, this is 11 minutes and 39 seconds into a 15-minute video. How much money did she make on this video?
$0. Would you like to know how much we've made on this video?
I mean, just this video. I'm gonna
do just this video, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Just this one? I got the numbers.
I got the numbers. You know how much we made just off this video?
As of 50 minutes into one show.
$380.
God damn. Take that, bitch.
$380.
Ladies, hold on. I want to say once again, thank you to the people, you fat, lazy sons of bitches, for supporting these fat, lazy sons of bitches.
So I really want to thank you. It means a lot to me. And look, we're going to continue, obviously. But Drasia, does this make you happy? I'm just a quick question. Does this make you happy?
Oh yeah.
Yes, Cartman.
Oh, yeah.
Mary's money.
Don't fuck yourself, Cartman. Oh, it feels so good on my skin.
Oh, it feels so good.
So now I can dump them into this little pool and swim in them all day long. Yes, Cartman.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, Drasia. You were saying we were having fun.
I don't want anything except the bare necessities to exist is real.
Look for those bare necessities. Mary's bare necessities. Forget about your gluten and those ducks.
Smash your balls on the floor.
I mean those bare necessities. Mary's bare necessities. She'll cry for more money if you don't.
I don't even want furniture in my apartment because I'm afraid that I'm going to lose my apartment and I'll have to leave and I won't be able to take.
Oh God, but there's the problem, Drasia. Can you repeat yourself? I can't hear you over this.
Smoose tipped $5. She lives in a state where they will pay her for soda and beer cans. Her life isn't hard. She's just fucking retarded.
Coming in with the fucking facts.
Coming in hot.
Anything with me. That's why I don't have a couch in the living room.
Okay, now hold on. Mm-hmm. So... I've probably been the most expert. It's not as far as like digging on stuff, but as far as like watching it from the beginning to the end. I remember her flipping a mattress for probably a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I find it very hard to believe that there is not a couch somewhere within her vicinity that she could bring in so that the bed bugs may infest the rest of her house.
Oh, can you imagine?
Or a table.
or any other furniture other than a bed and a TV.
Mr. Yes, this is the same video.
Oh, yeah, no, we're still watching the same video.
Yeah, it's the same one.
It's taking a nice fade. It's taking us a while to get through it, JJ. You want to know why? Because I have to walk over all this money.
Sam Law super chatted $3.92. Heck you, Adres.
Heck you.
Thank you, Sam.
Because I live in daily fear that I'm going to lose my home.
I live in daily fear that I'm not going to play this next donation. I hear you. We all live in fear. We all live in fear.
Bunny the Monster Slayer tipped $20. May this penny be another boulder dropped atop Mary's head. You're a waste of flesh on this earth, Mary, and I will keep laughing at and aiding in your misery until you act right.
Stupid cunt.
Be Smiley 3 super chatted $5. Trabajo.
Trabajo.
And I don't want...
That means us work in Spanish.
Oh, see, I'm learning today, guys.
Or job, like job.
Yeah. Become attached to anything that I can't carry on me.
Yeah, hold on. Okay. Closer is rolling around in a fucking war zone and still getting shit done. Okay?
That's correct. That's correct. She's putting a fucking... Closer gets up every morning. She puts a baseball card in her spoke to sound like a motorcycle, and she goes out there. She rolls over dead Palestinian kids and goes on with her day.
And smiles.
Yeah, and smiles about it. Closer, you have a lovely smile. I mean, I don't know about killing the Palestinian kids, but your smile is very nice.
She's got a nice donut, too, when she does the little donuts on top of them.
It's just a little figure eight.
Because I live in daily fear that I'm going to lose my home.
Listen, I'm with you, man. Because I live in daily fear, too. Every day. I live in daily fear that I'm not going to be able to fucking carry all this money with me everywhere I go.
Ravenite super chatted $10. All aboard.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Another break? We take another quick break?
All aboard.
Work.
Work. Work, Adrastia. Work.
Welcome to my head of Sonar. We got the black and whites rolling up in my head. Rolling up in our Lincoln Continental.
Yeah, but
sitting on 32s with the suicide doors. When those tinted girls coming out like liquor.
It's Uncle Mark Kirk.
Yeah. Take a picture. We got the Gucci interior. Louis Vuitton pattern.
Swagger.
Every time we pull up to the club, we always have the haters being jealous. Every time we leave the club, we always have to pull the girls off of us.
Address the get off.
It's Uncle Mark Kirk. It's Uncle Mark Kirk.
I'm like Locomotive Kurt. I'm fat and I'm doing the work.
Hell yeah. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo, motherfuckers. Sorry. Sorry, Adrasia. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
And I don't want to become attached to anything that I can't carry on me. Because I was homeless for 5 years. And I know how difficult it is to let go of the things once you become attached to them. I spent the first 2 years carrying things that were way too heavy that I couldn't.
Well, your whole family spent many years carrying things that are way too heavy, like the burden that you bring.
And having to look at your stupid, ugly face.
Carry with me, but I also couldn't live without because I just had grown so attached to these material possessions. And I slowly had to begin leaving them, dropping them in garbage cans.
Oh, shit. Hold on, JJ. I also dropped something. This donation. I got it. Wait, oh, there was two of them. Well, give me a second.
Oh. This donut is for the puppy.
Yeah, there was two of them. I got it.
For the puppy. Puppy donut. Taking money.
Mike Tester super shattered $3.99. The world's allegedly dying in 10 years. Hush, woman.
My dog is fat, lazy, and on the couch making money too, bitch. How about that?
Bring them away, lightening my load to make it easier to survive with nothing. I'm not supposed to be surviving with nothing anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm not supposed to be making money on the internet, but here I am.
Rihanna tipped $10. Money train coming through.
Oh, wait. Money? Is there a money train coming through?
Another one. $5. Windows tinted girls coming out.
It's locomotive curve. Yeah. Take a picture.
When you move into a Section 8, you're supposed to start working on yourself, on your self-esteem, on making yourself believe that you deserve to have a home, that you deserve to have furniture, that you deserve to be just everybody else.
Well, everybody else has a job.
Being homeless changes you.
Yes.
It does, but those people that get homeless and come back up, like, I love a good redemption story. Love redemption stories. People that fucking lose everything and then come back. Those are good stories. When she actually comes back, you're welcome, you ugly fucking alien-looking cunt. How about that, you unhuman bitch?
You're sorry. Right. Here's a
I'm mad today. I'm sorry.
Here's a redemption story.
Jason Fritz super shattered $5. Please share your millions with your co-host Southern Dingo.
Oh, I am. Oh, I will be sharing them. I will be sharing. I am.
Everybody's got a price.
Sorry.
Hey, he was on NXT last night, believe it or not.
Oh, really? I believe it.
Dude. Yeah, dude. But it's...
Because he lives in Tampa.
Yeah, he's good.
This year was supposed to be my opportunity to have help, to work on myself, to become a regular person again. And this all started literally a month after I got into my Section 8, and it hasn't ended since. There's been no chance for me to even allow myself to stop and believe that I'm a human being that deserves the home that I live in.
Does it make you mad that I don't deserve this?
Right. Citizen Arcane super shattered $9.99. Royce, you are brilliant with creating this Adresdia spokesperson to show our kids what they shouldn't end up like. Great. See? PSA.
I mean, I can't look at it. I want to. I can't. Couldn't do it without my friend JJ. I couldn't.
No shit.
All right. I couldn't. Right. All right.
I'll take it.
I couldn't do it without him. I mean, I really couldn't. This is a team effort. Aberdeen Pumpernickel, Virgie, Hat Man.
How much did AP make on this video last
night? I have no idea. I don't know how much he made.
Can someone get back to me on that? Because I know he spent a good while on this one, too.
No, yeah.
I just want to know. I just want to know if we come anywhere near making $1,000 off of this one video.
As a matter of fact, somebody did send me while we were talking audio from AP's show last night. You want to hear it?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
That's true. That's what happened.
Yeah. It works.
But I do. I deserve a home. I deserve
life. The sad thing is she's saying, I deserve a home inside of a home. Mm. No one's taking your home, stupid. You're in the home. Stop bitching. Stupid cunt.
Oh, you know, we couldn't have done this without Kitty B either. Thank you, Mommy Mill.
No shit, Kitty B.
Shout out to Kitty B.
Shout out to Kitty B. She-